from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nick Sorensen played 131 games in the NFL over 10 years with the St. Louis Rams, Jaguars, Browns. His nickname when he was a player was Sunshine, for the character in Remember the Titans. And he said, I don't know, I just look like him. And then he said, I also get the lead singer from Incubus, Brandon Boyd.
Val Kilmer also.
Val Kilmer.
See, you know that there's an Incubus reference. Superfan Studs is going to be all over.
Why? I had to get that one for him because I was watching the game. I was like, ah, Incubus reference. Let's go.
And I was watching the Manning cast, so I didn't hear. I wouldn't have heard it.
Look, at some point, we do need to have a conversation about what happened with Peyton Manning and Bill Belichick yesterday, because you want to talk about sexy football. That was some sexy football. Those guys were at different telestrators at different points breaking down plays together. Oh, Blanche Devereaux, Jif. Woo! That's some sexy football.
This has not been sexy football in the actual NFL so far.
No.
And I didn't know that the numbers were quite this stark, but this is our old friend Ray Ratto.
Ray Ratto!
He says that the people in charge of football kept talking about the complicated new kickoff rule and what a shiny new toy it was and how it'll make the kickoff a dramatic and entertaining play again. And then they gave you nearly twice as many field goals, 68, as touchdown passes, 35, not including the 71-yard attempt that Mike McCarthy nearly gifted the world at halftime of Sunday's Cowboys-Browns Inertia Fest. Put simply, this was the worst opening weekend for the NFL passing game since 2006. He said that is back when Bill Belichick still didn't do interviews in nearly two decades before he reshaped himself into a more overexposed and somehow even more desperately approval-seeking version of Jimmy Fallon. So there's a stray in there for Bill Belichick. Is it a trend? It depends how you define a trend.
There were a bunch of rookies out there, too.
Passing touchdowns, the principal highlight of the NFL, are down 10% from their zenith 5 years ago and give every indication of continuing that trend. Field goals, similarly, are up. Only 6 of 74 attempted field goals were missed.
And 21 of 23 from 50 or farther.
Yep. He said this looks like a more comforting fallback position for coaches than in years past. Defenses have now caught up to and perhaps passed offenses tactically. Quarterbacks Quarterbacks are now valued less by how much they command a game than by how much time they have left on their rookie contracts. And now that running backs are contractually devalued, they're getting more work at any time since Don Shula roamed the earth. And then we get into the whys of this. Find the why. Is it the short supply of ready-made quarterbacks because of the gap between college and pro skills? Is it the lurch toward cleverer defensive schemes and players, which is easier to accomplish than minting a new offensive innovation? The lack of an alternate Mahomes, which is unavoidable? The admiration of the Shanahan theorem, that if you don't have an elite quarterback, you can use running backs to make the quarterback you have elite? And are coaches trusting their employees less and are willing to settle for three?
I think the rookie thing is important. Like if I don't want to make any pronouncements after week one, but there were a bunch of rookies who played. There was also in Jacoby Brissett and his team won, you had a quarterback that is probably replacement level or maybe a little bit above replacement level in him starting. You also had hurt guys playing. I'm not convinced that Joe Burrow is 100%, and I know for a fact that Kirk Cousins isn't 100%.
There has been a breakdown of Kirk Cousins' back foot, not even planting, of him leaning over, not able to drive a throw, not able to plant and drive.
Well, and there was a good breakdown of what the Falcons look like running the ball out of shotgun versus them running out of pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't think they ran any run plays out of shotgun because he can't move. The struggle is real. And
this is before the injuries. Think about this. We usually talk about bad quarterbacking in December. That's common.
That's the other part of this too. I guess you can call Russ and Justin 1A and 1B in Pittsburgh, but those are two quarterbacks that the league assessed as not valuable, and one of them was going to start that game. So I do think that they're inside of there, there's a lot to go, hey, why is the quarterbacking so bad? I don't think that it's necessary, and Anthony Richardson coming back. So there's another guy coming off of injury with not a ton of experience that was quarterbacking in Indianapolis. So you got a bunch of guys with not even a full season of starts that were starting. Sam Darnold is out there starting. He was really good, by the way. But he's very good, which, you know, I don't know if that's sustainable, but I think Kevin O'Connell is pretty good. And I think that if you give him just a little bit of good quarterbacking, his teams can win. Something to keep in mind, and let's see where the Bears don't have to worry about them until, what, week 11? But it's something to pay attention to inside of the NFC North.
I'm trying to be mindful of this. And look, this is small sample size stuff. It clearly is.
Absolutely.
It's 1 week. They don't really practice. This is... When you go to 18, 20 games, wherever this thing is going, some of these early games are going to become an extended preseason. And I know we talked about the collegiate nature of it and how it feels that way. And maybe that's why that we've got...
Daniel Jones is still out there. Uh-huh. Stinky bad.
And rich. But maybe that's why some of the schedule makers have looked at some of these divisional games further on. Now, you're going to run into the fact you're going to have backup quarterbacks down there. But think about it. What if the Bears finally got their guy at a time where the larger secular forces are making it harder to be great? Would that just be dumb luck as Bears fans?
I'm not worried about that because if he is great, then he'll find his way.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But you look around and there aren't a lot of... You've got Rodgers, still probably not 100%.
Oh, definitely not.
You got,
or any if he is, what is 100% for 40 coming off that injury?
Sure.
As close to whatever he is.
You've got Kirk Cousins out there limping around. The middle class quarterbacks, and I think there are a couple of them. I think that Brock Purdy is one of those. And I think that he's pretty good, by the way. But I think he's not where you're talking about the greats in the game. He had some throws yesterday. They're just like, what are you doing? Baker Mayfield, is having a nice little renaissance. But there's back to being a middle class now of quarterbacks. Derek Carr, who was great. Another one of those middle class quarterbacks. But look who's starting games. Gardner Minshew was starting in Las Vegas for Luke Getsy's offense. I think that the point about the top tier talent is a really valid one, but I also think that there were a lot of young guys. But if you look at the guys that are great around the league, they performed. Mahomes performed. Lamar performed. CJ Stroud performed. He was really, really good.
He is really good.
Jalen Hurts performed, even though it was clunky early in that game. Until he got hurt, Jordan Love performed. So, and that's enough. Next week's going to be the same because now you've got Malik Willis starting. The injuries are already starting to take hold of the quarterback position overall. And the rookies are going to rookie. That's why I wanted to make sure that people understood that there is a siloing that happens when you cover an NFL team. When teams go to training camp, it's not impossible, but it's pretty difficult for reporters to cover the entire league's camps because they're focused on all the stories that they're writing in their particular camp. And when you're watching the ones of the Bears offense versus the ones of the Bears defense, and you go, oh, Caleb's made improvement in the way that he's handling the Bears defense and the looks that they're showing him each day. In Washington, the same thing is going on. In Denver, the same thing is going on. In New Orleans, the same thing is going on. In New England, the same thing is going on. So the stories that you'll see about all of those young quarterbacks is this quarterback is getting better. How do you know? Well, they've gotten better playing against the same defense that they see every single day. And then they get out against a team that's actually game planning for them. And you go, oh, there's still a lot to learn by these young guys.
Well, from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And we also know that some of these rookies are going to be bad. They just are. Some will massively underperform. And you'd think with all the work that's been done, all of this, the steel sharpening steel or iron sharpening iron, we've been through that debating the history of that idiom. But it's... making sure, this is where the trust in Eberflus is, and I think you've talked about this too, about reverse engineering coaching and saying, learn from what the Titans did and show them. Show them. Show them on the field with your guys. You can practice your own stuff, and I know you're going to run the other team's stuff in scout, but he's not playing scout team. That's not his job. He's not running scout team. So I don't know how, if you have enough reps in the day, if you got enough time to do everything you need, but that's where a defensive coach can say, I want you to be ready. Here's how I would game plan you. Also want to mention that Ian Happ is going to switch times. Ian Happ, we had him scheduled for 11:25. He is moving to 12:25 at this point. But I hope that overall Caleb Williams and this whole class haven't come along at a time that where it so happens the quarterbacking is much more difficult than ever. Because it is a pendular league. And if defenses are winning now more, do we change our standards? I mean, we saw 4,000 yards, 3,800 yards. He's going to have, well, we know that that's not going to happen.
It makes it difficult when your first game is 90 yards. And there's still a lot of time, but we still have to figure out the thing that we were wondering when the hire was made. Is Shane Waldron any good?
I don't know. I know a lot of people in Seattle say he wasn't.
There are people think that sometimes his offense was a little too side to side and it wasn't getting vertical enough. And I have some questions about the grouping, the personnel groupings that they had out there and whether or not, you know, that they put their best group of players on the field for Caleb Williams to work with.
Well, I think that a properly coached team is going to assess that. And they're going to ask the same questions we're asking because something has to change with the offensive efficiency. We know it. And I don't know if it's personnel. I don't know if it's just shaking off some of the rust from a lack of reps. I don't know.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this week. I'm looking forward to seeing CJ Stroud.
Yeah, I'm not, actually. I
like to see good quarterback.
Yeah, but I think they're in tough. I really do. I think the Bears are in tough.
Think about it this way, Dan. You mentally prepare yourself. This is not a game they're supposed to win.
Correct.
Recognize that going in.
Yes.
And the outcome won't shock you that way. Just be shocked if they win. There you go.
If they win, then it's Yaha time.
Exactly. See, I've been doing this a long time, obviously, when it comes to just being a Bears fan. Sometimes you just got to mentally prepare yourself ahead of time. Like, look, they're not supposed to win this game. So don't be shocked if they get their asses kicked.
You ever think of going live on a video studs right before kickoff and doing this?
Just reminding everybody?
I feel like I need to sometimes. Bears Twitter gets so angsty.
Oh, come on.
It's crazy.
The truth is, I'm part of it.
I'm the only one sitting there like, guys, sit back, relax, put on Red Zone for a few minutes, and we'll come back in the second half and get ready to go.
I have to point the thumb on that one because... But I need that. Sundays are my day to let go of my more critical side. That's why the whole process works. And I gather myself before I write the post-game column. I try not to be too emotional. But during the game, the one thing I didn't scream was tackle. Usually I'm screaming that. They did tackle well.
The guy who was doing all the tackling is going to be on our show at noon.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is every Tuesday at noon, in fact. But it is I have to take the blame for being stupid on Bears Twitter during Bears games.
You do?
I try to be the voice of reason on Bears Twitter.
Okay.
He kind of does.
Go back and look at
my tweets during the game on Sunday.
That is kind of true. I think outside of games, you could be the biggest fanboy meatball there is. But once the game starts, I blow right past you in that regard.
Hey, it's a fair assessment.
Well, if they do win the game, then we could play the celebrate Good times, go Bears. Like, Ray can jump in with go Bears.
Don't steal Ray's bit now.
No, I'm just setting the bit up. If they were to win, I am very scared because of what I think they've got planned for young Caleb in this game.
What do you think they have planned?
I think they're going to show him all sorts of stuff pre-snap and then roll post-snap, and it's not going to look the same. They're not going to have Roma Dunze. I don't know if Keenan Allen is hurt or not.
Give him small windows too, and yeah.
Yeah.
And they gotta,
I think there's going to be a lot of stuff, a lot of flashbang that goes on, and he's going to have to deal with it.
773 texter says, I'm the most rational, and I'll kill anyone who says otherwise.
Exactly.
No, he's...
Bears meatball over here, Bears meatball over here.
Only in game day. Only in
game day. That doesn't mean that, like, off of Twitter, on my couch, it's not, like, a problem sometimes. Like, I just say, like, when it, like, I do try to be measured, but when things get exciting, like, I was doing a lot of yelling in the fourth quarter. I was very excited. You can ask my fiance. She was making fun of me a lot.
As she should.
And I told her I don't care. I'm excited. They're winning. They're going to win the game. This is great.
You're going to scare the cat.
I didn't scare the cat. I did a good job.
Scare the cat. Take him to Rainbow Cone.
You did say it like Farmio. He's going to scare the cat, and then Haitian immigrants come over, and they eat the cat, because that's what happens.
Even though it's not true,
but we're still going to push that narrative, because they eat your pets, and then they go to Rainbow Cone.
Rainbow Cone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.